你知道在电视广告上，如果能够用很简短有力的口号，是一个很有效的广告方法。
One of the best way to make an advertisement, is to use a very short slogan to attract people.
在美国有一个广告，很简洁，只有两个字。
In the States, there is such an advertisement, it only has two words.
那就是 got milk.
Got milk. 有奶。
他的意思说你喝了牛奶没有？
What it means is, have you drunk milk?
他往往这个广告都会请一个很健美的人，像超越人一样。
Usually, they will use somebody like Superman or somebody who has six abs.
或者是很秀丽的小姐。
Or maybe a beautiful lady.
或者是很健美的小姐。
Or even a lady, who is into bodybuilding.
那他们就喝了一口牛奶。
And they have just drunk a glass of milk.
然后他整个嘴巴都还沾着牛奶。
And there are still some stains of milk on their lips.
然后他问说 got milk.
And they will say, I got milk.
他这里面的含义很深远。
The meaning can take you a long way.
尽在不言中。
And actually, it's not easy to express in words.
他是在推销说你如果能够如果喝牛奶的话，你将会有健美的身体，会有优雅的身体。
The message is actually, if you drink milk like me, you are going to be as beautiful or as handsome as I am.
那各位知不知道辉盛也有口号
？We know that we also have a slogan in BSOP.
辉盛的口号是什么
？What is our slogan?
哇，你们猜错了哈。OK， 辉盛的口号是做，我们一起来念。
Our slogan is to equip God's workers with God's word to finish God's work.
这里简简单单的十二个字。
Here we use 12 simple Chinese characters.
甚至英文只有九个字。
Actually, there are only 9 words
in English.
In English.
可是很简洁的把辉盛的使命，辉盛的任务很清楚的讲出来。
In a very short and concrete way, it shows us the vision and the mission of BSOP.
来告诉我们说，我们是在用主的话语来装备主的仆人，为的是将来要做主的工人。
We are equipping God's workers with God's word so that they can accomplish God's work.
今天我也要用一个很简单的口号来跟各位分享。
This morning,
我们怎么样做一个主耶稣基督的真门徒。
This morning, I'm also going to use a very simple slogan to encourage us how to become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们今年有很好的开始。
We have a very good beginning this school year.
我们五月底就全校师生去参加了一个门徒大会训练。
At the end of May, all of us, we attended the Global Discipleship Congress.
一个门徒训练的大会，对不起。
The Global Discipleship Congress.
这里，那里，在我们去的大会里面来教导我们，告诉我们说，我们做一个基督徒，每一个人都应该做主耶稣基督的真门徒。
In the Congress, we learned that every Christian or every believer should be a true follower or disciple of Jesus Christ.
来教导我们说，我们应当有策略性的来训练门徒，这是一个很重要的事工。
And we also need to strategically disciple other people.
我们六月初又有吴牧师的女婿Adam Cole 许牧师给我们有一个星期的信息。
At the start of our quarter, we also have a series of chapel messages given to us by Reverend Adam Cole.
徐牧师教导我们说，我们要做主耶稣的真门徒，必须要与基督联合。
To be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we must be together or abide with Jesus Christ.
我们要做主耶稣基督的真门徒，必须要与基督同死同活。
To be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we must both die and live with Jesus Christ.
他也教导我们说，我们真的要做主耶稣的真门徒，首先应该从我们内在的人来操练开始。
So in order to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, it starts by training the inner man.
今天我的信息也要用雅各书四章的几节经文来跟各位分享啊，我们怎么样做主耶稣的真门徒。
This morning, I'd also like to share with you how to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ through the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10.
我要用的是雅各书的第四章。
We want to use James, chapter 4.
雅各是啊，他是属徒，他是一个非常讲实际、讲实用的一位使徒。
We can say that the Apostle James is a very practical apostle.
他在雅各书就是给我们一系列的教导，怎么样实际的来操练我们自己，作为一个主耶稣的门徒。
And in this book, he has given us a series of encouragement and teachings so that we can become a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
刚开始的告诉我们说，我们不但要听到，而且要行道。
At the beginning of the epistle, he told us that we should not only be hearers, but we also should be doers of the word.
他也警告我们说，没有行动的信心是死的信心。
He also warned us that faith without works is dead.
然后他来到第四章的时候，他也警戒我们说，我们做主耶稣的门徒，不应当与世俗为友。
And in chapter 4, he also reminded us that to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we should not be a friend of the so-called the world.
他警戒我们，我们如果与世俗为友，就会与神为敌。
Because if we become a friend of the world, then we will become an enemy of Jesus.
然后来到第七到第十节，他就用一系列的正面的话来鼓励我们怎么样做耶稣基督的真门徒。
And then from verses 7 to 10, he gave us a series of positive encouragements.
所以说，我们要做主耶稣的真门徒，第一个口号就是顺服神。
So to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, in verse 7, we must be obedient.
就像第四节说，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
神是我们的天父，我们是他的子民。
God is our heavenly Father, and we are his people.
神是我们的主人，我们是他的仆人。
God is our master, and we are his slaves.
所以说我们做仆人的，当然应当顺服主人的话语。
So as slaves, we should be obedient to the words of the master.
遵行主人的旨意。
We must follow the will of the master.
而且相信主人要我们做的一切事情都是为我们的好处。
And we must also believe that whatever the master would like us to do, it's for our benefit.
这一方面教导我们说要顺服神，同时又说勿要抵挡魔鬼。
So on one hand he said that we must obey God, on the other hand we must resist the devil.
因为魔鬼会用世俗的诱惑来引诱我们，叫我们离开神。
Because the devil will use the world or the things of the world to entice us so that we will be estranged from God.
他也会用欺骗的伎俩来诱惑我们去爱世界。
And he will also use his tricks to deceive us so that we will love the world.
他最高兴看到我们远离神，离开神。
The devil is most happy to see us far from God.
所以我们一定要立定心志，专一的顺服神。
So we must set our hearts and minds to follow or to be obedient to God.
我们能顺服神最好的方法就是每天来读神的话语。
And the best way to obey God is to read His word every day.
照着神的话语来遵守，而且实际上的去实行。
And we must apply in our practical life what we learn from His word.
如果神的话语告诉我们什么事情我们应当做，我们就应该顺服神，就赶快的去做。
So whatever the Bible said that we should do, we must obey it and do it.
如果神的话语说什么事情我们不当做，因为这是神不喜悦的，我们就应当顺服神，远离这件事情。
And whatever the word told us that it is not pleasing to God, then we should not do it.
顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼。
We must be obedient to God, and we must resist the devil.
耶稣基督给我们最好的榜样。
Jesus Christ is our best example.
当他在出来传道以前，首先在旷野受魔鬼试探有40天之久。
So before Jesus Christ came out to minister publicly, he was tested by the devil for 40 days.
他是用神的话语来抵挡魔鬼各方层层面面的诱惑。
And we know that Jesus Christ used the word of God to resist the temptations of the devil.
终于魔鬼放弃了，就离开他。
And finally, the devil left him for the moment.
我们要顺服神，同时也务要抵挡魔鬼。
At the same time that we should obey God, we will also resist the devil.
耶稣基督也教导我们说，我们一个人不能够踏两只船。
And Jesus Christ also taught us that we cannot step on two boats.
我们不能够同时侍奉神，又同时侍奉马门。
We cannot at the same time serve God and also serve Mammon.
就是一个人站在两只船当中，当两只船一离开的时候，你就要掉下水了。
If you are standing on two boats and when both of the boats go on, then you are going to fall.
我们不能够爱神，同时又要爱世界。
We cannot love the world at the same time and also love God.
所以要做主耶稣基督的真门徒，我们就应当顺服神，也务要抵挡魔鬼。
So in order to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we must obey God and resist the devil.
要做主耶稣的真门徒，第二个口号是亲近神。
The second slogan for being a true disciple of Jesus Christ is to draw near to God.
在八节的前半段说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
神的心意就是希望我们随时来亲近他。
The will of God is for us to draw near to Him at any time.
就像一个父亲很喜欢他的小儿子，亲近他，说长说短，问长问短。
Just like a father, he would like his young children to be near to him and to talk with him about anything.
这父亲非常的喜悦。
And that company will really bring joy to the father.
我们愿意亲近神，神就蒙得神的喜悦。
If we draw near to God, God will also be delighted.
我们愿意寻求神的面，神会随时的让我们寻见的。
If we seek the face of God, He will also allow us to be able to find Him.
耶稣在马太福音11章28节说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
In Matthew 11:28, Jesus Christ said, All you who are heavy laden, and you are laboring, and you are weary, come to me, and I will give you rest.
耶稣在说，来亲近我。
Jesus said, Come, draw near to me.
把你的重担都带到我面前，卸下，让我替你承担。
I bring your burden and cast it on me, and I will give you rest.
他的应许就是说，我要让你得安息。
His promise is, He will give us rest.
我们往往每天的生活太忙碌。
We are always very busy in our everyday life.
很多事情需要我们去做。
There are many things that we need to do.
我们就是忘掉了，花一点时间来亲近神。
But often we forgot that we should use time to draw near to God.
亲爱的同学，我知道你们在学院每天的功课很重。
Your students, I know that you have a lot of assignments every day.
也有很多老师要你们做的作业。
There are many written assignments.
可是不要忘掉，花一点时间来亲近神。
But never forget that we need to have quiet time each day with the Lord.
你亲近神，神就亲近你，神会赐给你力量。
As you draw near to God, He will draw near to you, and He will give you strength.
亲近神最好的方法就是用祷告。
The best way to draw near to God is to come to Him in prayer.
我们能够借着祷告来亲近神。
Through prayer, we can draw near to God.
首先我们来赞美他，赞美他的全知全能。
First, we can come and praise Him for His omniscience, for His omnipresence.
赞美他的丰富的慈爱以及永不改变的信实。
We can praise Him for His loving kindness and His unchanging faithfulness.
我们也可以借着祷告来感谢神他丰富的恩典以及丰富的供应。
Through our prayer, we can also thank God for His abundant grace.
我们借着祷告也可以向他求。
Through our prayers, we can also supplicate and we can ask for something.
任何困难我们都可以带到神面前，向他祈求为我们解决我们的困难。
We can come to Him with any of our problems and ask Him to help us to bear and to solve our problems.
求他拯救我们脱离一切的凶恶。
We can also ask Him to deliver us from all evils.
我们越亲近神，神就会越跟神建立亲密的关系。
The more we draw near to God, then our relationship to God will be much closer.
就像保罗在罗马书八章三十五节所说的，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身裸体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Just like what Paul said in Romans 8:35, what will separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Is it hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril or sword, as is written?
不会的。
None of this will separate us from the love of Jesus Christ.
不管社会的情况多么的恶劣。
Regardless of how evil our society may be.
我们所碰到的困难是多么的艰难。
Or how hard are the things that we are facing?
我们只要来亲近神，神知道会为我们解决我们所有的困难。
We only need to come before God, and He will be the one to lead us and to guide us and to solve our problems.
我们越亲近神，越能够经历神的爱。
As we draw near to God, we will experience more of His love.
我们越亲近神，越能够领受神的爱是多么的残酷高深。
As we draw near to Him, then we will be able to experience and realize how the breadth and the width and the depth of God's love.
三个礼拜前，苏母跟我到韩国去参加一个亚洲教会领袖的论坛。
Three weeks ago, my wife and I went to Seoul to attendChinese Church Congress.
开完会第二天有机会去参观一个祷告院。
After the Congress, we have an opportunity to visit a prayer institute.
因为我们听说韩国的祷告山很有名。
Because the prayer mountains in Korea, in a way, is well known.
韩国的教会非常的兴旺。
The churches in Korea is very revived.
因为他们注重祷告。
Because they focus or concentrate on prayer.
几乎每一个教会都有他们的祷告院。
In a way, every church or almost every church have their own prayer institute.
他们的祷告院就设在一个很幽静、很不受干扰的地方。
And they set this prayer sanctuary in a very quiet place.
所以往往这个祷告院就是离开城市一到两个钟头开车的地方。
Usually, these prayer sanctuaries, they will be one or two hours drive away from the city.
所以在一个偏僻幽静的地方 是他们的祷告院。
They set their prayer institute in a very secluded and quiet place.
就这个祷告院，我们去看参观了这祷告院，真的就是在一个半山上的一个祷告院。
So the prayer institute that we visited, it's in a, on top of a hill.
所以他为什么会叫它做祷告山？
And therefore, we always call it Prayer Mountain.
那一天我们去参观是礼拜六。
We went there on a Saturday.
所以我们到的时候已经快要中午了。
When we reached that place, it's almost noon.
然后在那里祷告院里面，真的好多人在那里祷告。
We can see that there are still a lot of people who are praying there.
看到那些人是准备整天的祷告，甚至于要通宵的祷告。
We can observe that all of these who are there, they plan to be there the whole day and even overnight to pray.
因为他们有他们的毯子，因为他们的枕头就都
They have brought with them their blankets, their pillows.
他们这个祷告在祷告院的祷告是连带着禁食，禁食祷告。
And usually, as they pray, they also fasted.
所以每一个人只有带了一瓶水。So all, 没有带任何其他吃的东西。
Most of them, they have only brought water and no food.
他们离开城市的繁忙，城市的吵闹。
So being away from the noises of the city,
来到这个祷告院，专心一致的借着祷告来亲近神。
And as they come to this prayer mountain, they draw near to God through prayer.
很多人分享他们借着祷告得到神很多的神迹。
And many of them shared that as they pray, and God in a way has answered their prayer in miraculous ways.
所以我们要做主耶稣的真门徒，我们真的是要时常的来亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
So to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, we need to draw near to God, and God will also draw near to us.
做一个主耶稣的真门徒，第三的口号是要洁净。
The third slogan for being a true disciple of Jesus Christ is to be pure.
在四章八节的后半段说，有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人啊，要洁净你们的心。
In the second half of chapter 4, verse 8, it says that cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts.You double-minded.
这里告诉我们，我们要洁净，不但我们外在的行为表现，也要洁净我们内在的心。
So it's not only how we act outwardly, but in our inner hearts, we must purify ourselves.
利未记十一章四十四节也告诉我们说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
In Leviticus 11:44, it also says that, "Be ye holy." As I am holy.
所以人非圣洁不能够亲近神。
And for a man to draw near to God, unless he is holy, he cannot draw near to God.
所以如果我们要亲近神，首先我们要洁净自己。
So in order to draw near to God, we must purify ourselves.
我们要洁净我们的手。
We must purify our hands.
看到东西不是属于我们的，我们的手就不要伸过去把它拿过来据为己有。
When we see things that do not belong to us, we must not draw out our hand and take it as our own.
我们也要洁净我们的眼睛。
We must also cleanse our eyes.
不该看的，你就远避它，不要去看。
Whatever should not come to your sight, we must draw away.
我们也要洁净我们的嘴巴。
We must also cleanse our lips.
那一些误会脏的话，会伤人的话，我们就不说。
We must not speak foul language or words that will hurt people.
只有说造就人的话。
We only speak words that will edify people.
我们也要洁净我们的脚。
We must also cleanse our feet.
那些肮脏污秽的地方，我们就不要踏进去。
We must not step into places which are unclean.
我们要洁净。我们外在的行为表现。
We, in a way, must cleanse our outward, what we do outwardly.
同时我们应当洁净我们的内心。
And of course, we must purify or cleanse our hearts.
求住在我们心中的圣灵 时常来光照我们。
We will ask the Holy Spirit to continue and to illuminate us.
来审查我们自己内在有没有隐而未现的罪。
So that we will know if we have any hidden sins.
他这里第八节这里告诉我们说，心怀恶意的人，因为我们是罪人，很容易有一个心怀患心怀恶意的罪。
We are sinners. Many times we are still double-minded.
求神圣灵来光照我们，当我们不要同时爱神又爱世界。
May the Holy Spirit illuminate us so that we will not, you know, think that we can love God and love the world at the same time.
当圣灵光照我们，真的我们有犯罪的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit illuminates us and we know that we have sinned,
那我们就要像第九节所说的，你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。
When we found out that we have sinned, we must lament, mourn, and weep. And we let our laughter become mourning and our joy become dejection.
用忧伤痛悔的心真诚的来认罪悔改。
We must humble ourselves and confess our sins before God.
求主耶稣的宝血再次的来洁净我们。
We will ask the Lord Jesus to cleanse us once again with his precious blood.
当我们所犯的罪如果 不但是得罪神，也有得罪任何一个人。
When we sin against God and also sin against man,
是我们的所爱的人，或者是我们教会的弟兄姐妹，或者是我们的同学。
We might have hurt our beloved family members, or maybe members of our church, or maybe our other fellow students.
不但求主耶稣的宝血再次的洁净我们。
We do not only ask the Lord to cleanse us with His blood,
也求神给我们有勇气去对我们得罪的人向他道歉。
We must also have the courage to confess our sin and to apologize to the people whom we have hurt.
做主耶稣基督的真门徒，我们要洁净我们的心，也洁净我们的行为。
We must, as true disciples of Jesus Christ, cleanse our heart and also cleanse our actions.
第四个口号。
The fourth slogan.
对不起，我的电脑不动了。
Okay.
第四个口号是要谦卑。
The fourth slogan is to be humble.
在第四章十节说，不要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
In chapter 4, verse 10, James reminded us that to humble ourselves before the Lord, and the Lord will exalt us.
前面我们刚才讲到三个口号，都是在讲我们个人与神建立亲密关系的操练。
The first three slogans all teach us about drawing close to God and to have an intimate relationship with God.
这第四个口号，谦卑，是在操练我们与别人相处的关系。
And this fourth slogan, I think, is to train us so that we can have good relationship with people.
当我们愿意用谦卑的态度来与家人相处。
If we use a humble heart to deal with our family members,
或是用谦卑的态度来与教会的弟兄姐妹交通。
In humility, we fellowship with our church members.
用谦卑的态度来与我们的同学相处。
In humility, we also have good relationship with our co-students.
特别我们在会圣吃住上课，我们都跟同学生活在一起。
Especially here at BSOP, we eat, live, study together.
我们如果能够用谦卑的态度看别人比自己强。
If we have a heart of humility and regard others as better than we are.
Thank you. 就用谦卑的态度来看别人比自己强。
And with a humble heart, we regard others as better than ourselves.
不要只顾自己的事,
we do not,
照顾关心别人的需要。
We don't only care for our own things, but we also take care of other people's needs.
差不多一个月以前，我们宋政委同学住院，需要输血。
A month ago, our student, fellow student, Zara, she has a surgery, and many of us have donated blood.
Yeah, 当我们呼吁的时候，有十几位同学，愿意捐血来帮助她。
When the need is there, and we have more than 10 students who are willing to donate their blood.
昨天吴牧师说，汪静在医院可能需要输血，就有七八位同学响应。愿意输捐血。
Yesterday, we are also waiting, and it's that Wang Jin might also need some blood donation.
同学们愿意谦卑自己，牺牲自己来照顾关心别人的需要。
We can see that our fellow students, they are also willing and they are humble enough to share in the need.
当我们用谦卑的态度。来用宽容的心来原谅别人，接纳别人。
So when we are humble and we accept people with a wide heart, big heart,
你将会发觉到你会跟别人建立很亲密的关系。
Then you'll discover that your relationship with other people will be better.
你也会享受在这个大家庭我们生活在一起的。
And we will also enjoy the harmony of the life of our big family here.
谦卑自己，主就必叫你升高。
As we humble ourselves, the Lord will lift us up.
耶稣基督也是给我们最好的榜样。
Jesus Christ is our best example.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他愿意道成肉身来到世界上，为我们的罪而死。
But he is willing to come in the flesh and to give his life for us on the cross.
他谦卑自己以至于死，而且甚至于死在十字架上。
He humbled himself, he emptied himself to the point of pure of obedience and dying on the cross.
为的是要洗净我们的罪。
The purpose is so that our sins can be cleansed.
因为他牺牲自己，谦卑自己。神就叫他升高。
As Jesus Christ gave himself and humbled himself, God the Father also raised him up to the highest position.
神让他三天之后复活，今天他升他到神的宝座的右边。
He rose up from the dead on the third day. Today he is sitting on the right hand of the Father.
我们如果愿意谦卑自己，用谦卑的态度来与人相处。
If we are willing to deal with other people with a humble heart,
我们将来与别人建立亲密的关系。
Then we will be able to establish intimate relationship with other people.
同时我们可以得到从天上来的奖赏。
At the same time, I'm sure that we will also obtain the rewards of heaven.
好多同学知道我到活动中心就是要用跑步机运动。
Many of you know that I go to activity center so that I can use the treadmill. Yeah.
我们本来有三部跑步机。
Before we have three of this treadmill.
可是两部旧的都已经坏了。
But the two older ones are not functioning anymore.
只有那部新的还可以用。
Only the new one is still working.
有一天我到活动中心。要用跑步机的时候
One day when I go to the activity center to use the treadmill,
有位同学已经在上面跑步做运动。
One student was already using it.
我就问他，你还要跑多久？
And I asked him, how much more time are you going to use it?
我的意思就是说，我知道你要跑多久，你跑完了，我可以接着用。
My intention is really to know how long he will use the machine, so I will use it later.
这位同学很可爱。
And our student is very cute.
他说我在一分钟就跑完了。
And he said, in one more minute, I'm going to be done.
真的，一分钟以后， 他就让给我用跑步机。
And in 1 minute, he allowed me to use the treadmill.
当我在用跑步机的时候，才发觉到他到外面来，绕着行政大楼又跑了15到20分钟。
So when I'm running on the treadmill, then I found that he was running around the campus.
这位同学愿意牺牲他自己，他怜悯我这个老人家需要运动机做运动。
And our student, he was humble and he was merciful to an old man like me who need this kind of sports.
做主耶稣的真门徒。
To be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
愿意这四个简单的口号能够随时提醒我们来做一个主耶稣的真门徒。
These four very simple slogans, they can remind us how to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
顺服神，亲近神，洁净自己，也要谦卑自己。
Obey God, resist the devil, draw near to God, cleanse ourselves and humble ourselves.
我们能够记得这简单四个口号，让我们帮助我们每天都能够实际的来操练，让我们真的做一个主耶稣的真门徒。
I hope that using these four slogans,it will remind us and to help us train ourselves to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
不要只是把它当作口号，只有口说而不做。
Don't just use a slogan on your lips and you do not practice it.
要实际的去操练。
In our practical lives, we must put it into practice.
我们就能够成为主耶稣基督的精兵。
Then we can be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
我们也可以成主耶稣基督的真门徒。
We can also be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
因为我们各位都能够互相的勉励，互相的鼓励。
I pray and I hope that all of us we can encourage each other mutually.
我们来操练这四个口号。
And we will use these four slogans.
来做主耶稣基督的真门徒。
To be a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你借着这四个简单的口号，顺服神，亲近神，洁净自己，谦卑自己，能够让我们天天的来操练，能够让我们与你建立更亲密的关系，也能够真的是做到你所愿意我们做到的，成为主耶稣基督的真门徒。愿主你的话语时常在我们心中提醒我们，也让我们生活实际上的做出来。愿一切的荣耀归给你。我们这样的祈求祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，